Shit.
It's the rock in the building.
Back like crack.
Oh, God. Oh, I last heard that song in a Steven Seagal commercial for Mountain Dew.
Oh, God, I love Mountain Dew. Oh. When I was in the States last weekend, and I was just pounding it down. Like, I got a big old thing of it at the ball game. Because I was in Ohio, and I saw the Cleveland Indians play, and I just got a big old thing of Mountain Dew.
I think.
And I also got a Mountain Dew Code Red on my way back, because I knew it would be a while.
Was that what you were drinking? Because I saw you like 2 weeks ago, and you're just sitting there playing video games, eating like Doritos and Mountain Dew, wasn't it?
Like, Canada's, because, you know, the U.S. has like 20 different flavors of Mountain Dew over there. And what they're doing is, in Canada, they're doing like a Dewmocracy, which they're adding 5 flavors. Supernova, Code Red, which I've had tons of time before when I went to the States, Voltage, Whiteout, and those are the 4.
I'm just trying to think of better advertising than Dewmocracy.
No, and what's going to happen is you got to vote on your favorite Mountain Dew flavor, and it'll be in Canada for I don't know how long.
That's actually the contest. Get it into Canada.
Yeah, but can I think that's the contest. I haven't voted or anything, but I really need to, because I was drinking Mountain Dew Voltage, which is like a blueberry berry burst.
Berry blast.
Berry blast. It's like, and it's so good. It is awesome. Don't vote for Code Red or any of that shit. Like, Mountain Dew Voltage is where it's at. It's so good. If you live down the street from a Max like we do, you gotta pick that up, because it's really good.
They have it at Max?
Yeah.
But it's American.
No, they're doing their Dewmocracy thing.
Oh, so...
Don't vote, yeah. I think Mountain Dew Whiteout won, like, Fan Choice Award in the States. So don't vote for that shit. Don't fall into their trap.
Well, what does the Whiteout one taste like?
It's citrus. It's like Mountain Dew Sprite.
That's lame. People are so unoriginal.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of unoriginal, I really wanted to try the Mountain Dew Throwback, because it just looks so good.
Well, it's just real sugar.
Yeah. It's better. It's better for you.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I do crave that fructose, though.
Okay, so...
Welcome to Beard and Tie, episode...
Wait, how did we do... Why were we talking about Mountain Dew?
I don't know.
Did I bring it up?
Oh, because I was saying Steven Seagal was in a Mountain Dew commercial.
Oh, yeah.
From the 90s, though, back when he was not so weird. He's like Mike Tyson. You can just see the man devolve into something worse every day. Mm-hmm. Although I love Mike Tyson, too, for his own reasons.
And I love Mountain Dew. So I think I'm going to get a bottle tomorrow. I need to lay off it, though, for a while. But I just want to get another bottle of Mountain Dew Voltage.
Well, it was made for whiskey, so that's something that we've got in common, Mountain Dew and I.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Do you have any vodka?
I've got gin.
No.
Oh, you want to try the emergency for Mad Men.
Yeah, for Mad Men.
I can't believe Mountain Dew was in Mad Men, and only once.
Well, yeah, a lot of products, like Lucky Strike. I don't know what else they did in Mad Men. Because, well, here's the funny thing. Like, a lot of people think that I'm a big Mad Men fan.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't think
that. I think maybe because they know that I live with you, who is the biggest Mad Men fan in the world.
I feel like that grizzly bear in the snow. I occasionally snort cocaine. I occasionally enjoy Mad Men.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I think you're a big fan of
it. Yeah, I watch it every night.
It changed your life, I'd say.
It changed something.
Mm-hmm. It did. And now you're one of the most fashionable men I know.
And you know a lot of men.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I was going to say, we're back like crack.
Oh, there it is.
Because we've been... Because I think it's time we need to address something. Is that
it feels like
it's been a month since we did this last. It's because this is the first time that we're talking to each other since episode 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what happened was a few weeks ago when we had Jason on the show and we were doing our Iron Man 3 spoiler cast. That was a bitch to bring in, because we both recorded from either ends of the world, and then we had to bring it into one garage band, and then we had to sync it up.
Should have done it in Pro Tools.
I know. It would have been the exact same difficulty.
Final Cut Pro?
No. Because I had to sync it up like 20 times because I kept falling out.
And Gareth, I can honestly say I never even listened to these, so I hope it worked well.
Oh,
enough.
Don't worry, I never listened to them either.
Oh, good.
Well, I'll listen, like when I, if I forgot what we talked about, I'll like go back and listen to it and see. Like I'll scroll through it. Mm-hmm. Like I'll scroll through it. Like I'll stop. Like I'll.
Who are we gonna get to type up our transcripts for, so we can just read through it next time?
We could probably hire a stenographer.
That sounds badass. What does he do?
You know, the people in court with their little, they're like miniature typewriters that they're just like, it prints, it like, they like type out onto that receipt paper.
Yeah.
And they just type out what everything
they're
someone said.
They're so cute, you know? I bet they're very quiet people.
They have like little elf typewriters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so we took a week off because it was tough shit to do, and then...
We were both busy with our own endeavors.
Yeah, so we just... Everything's okay. Like, we're still doing the show.
Yeah, we're still friends, think, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing bad happened.
It's just right now it's a tough time because we need to work out a finite schedule.
Yes.
To do this, which is tough because I'm kind of in Newmarket.
I'm always
at the moment,
in Toronto.
And Andrew's always in Toronto. That might change in the coming months. I'm not.
We don't want to.
I don't feel free talking about it on the podcast just yet, but I might be back. But if we have to, I think we'll do another Skype show. But I kind of want that to be the last resort because I know some people had a problem with us talking over each other.
It's not fair to you guys.
Yeah, we want to give you like the best quality podcast because I know that's how we grabbed a lot of people in the beginning. Is no, really, I'm serious, because they told, like, when I've been talking to people that listen to the show, they told me that it sounds like an actual professional podcast.
It's amazing what a Dynex
where
headset
it's the,
will do.
Probably the one of the least professional podcasts.
Speaking of, you don't have your sock condom on today.
Yeah, I'm trying new things.
Oh, a little bit.
You know, it's our, yeah, okay, I don't know, if I think I need to do it, I'll... Do it.
You'll take your sock off and put
it
on your mic.
Actually, I probably should. I'll
all
right,
the
now.
Condom's going on.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys. They're listening to
always
this.
Always practice safe podcasting.
I'm sorry, Caleb, because I was also... Hold on, let me do this.
I don't know how bad it sounds.
Because I was also talking to my brother, Caleb, and he said that we really need to get our levels checked, because when I'm talking, it's all normal. But your microphone is quieter than mine. So he'll...
What if I went to this little thing called recording level right here and moved it up to 78? Oh, that's the rest of the podcast
okay.
is going
to
be
then
different.
I'm going to need to turn mine up just a little bit, just so we're even. But he was telling me that...
I'm going to move mine down a little bit now. Dude. There
okay.
we go.
That's good. That'll probably be good. I don't know.
See, that's all it took, Caleb. Thanks for mentioning
like
it, bro.
Because I do try to level it properly. I just don't use...
See, this is why it's so important to communicate in a relationship. Mm-hmm. You gotta tell me I'm not being loud enough, man.
Okay. Well, it was funny, just because he said that. He'll turn up the volume for when you start talking, then I come up and I'm like, well, it was a great day playing fucking Metal Gear Solid, Andrew.
I
was
gonna say,
really fun.
What's that game you like so much that you never played? Dishonored.
I've played it. I did Lady Boleyn's last party. I'm trying to get back into it, man.
I actually watched an IGN up at noon the other day. I don't know what
compelled
me. Oh,
Greg Miller.
Because I never watched.
But
and he's
like,
pretty funny sometimes.
You like Greg Miller because he likes the Oreos.
Exactly. So I thought, I didn't know he did these. So it was it had the woman that voices the woman.
Elizabeth?
Elizabeth, yes.
From Bioshock Infinite.
Which I have not played yet. Will one day. And it's so funny because she's like this in this great big video game and she's becoming a lawyer now. It's like, I guess video game success is dick all in the real world.
Yep, it's great, and they do have some.
He made a lot of bad jokes,
Jokes. Well, it's not just him that writes them. Actually,
they write jokes for that.
Okay, when the show first started, there was a comedian. IGN hired a comedian named Mike Drucker.
Drucker.
Who actually worked for Nintendo and was one of the lead writers on Kid Icarus
Mario?
Uprising.
Hey, yeah, that game's funny.
Yeah, it's great. And now he's a writer for Jimmy Fallon.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that's why Up at Noon sucked, because they lost him.
Probably. Yeah, well, I try to watch Up at Noon.
I want to support Greg, but all he knows is Oreos, as far as I'm aware.
Mm-hmm. I know when I was in school a few months ago, I would watch it up at noons, like in when I'd be waiting, when I'd have that sweet spot of like an hour to kill in between classes, I'd just throw them on and listen to them and be like, oh, okay, Unfinished Swan looks cool. But I haven't really had the opportunity.
Yeah, every time someone comes over, they're like, oh, what's that? I'm like, I don't know, Garrett downloaded it and never played it. The Unfinished Swan.
Oh, yeah, I played it. And no, because it didn't... Okay, here's what happened. I played for like 2 hours, and then it didn't save, because it was one of those games that saves automatically.
Ah.
So I quit it, and I had to start from the beginning. I will get back into it. I'll probably just, like, I have a night to myself, I'll probably just throw it on and play it. It's cool, though.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I think that the paint-flinging mechanics work very well.
Don't you have a PS3 back in Newmarket, though?
I do, but I can't get online with it.
That is a shame.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you already decided not to get an Xbox One.
Though. I know. Moving on. Did you watch the Xbox? Okay, for those of you who don't know, because my dad doesn't know video games, but for some reason he still listens to this dumb show.
Because he loves you.
Yeah, that's probably why.
That's a song from Mother, Because I Love You. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Mother who?
Three.
Oh, Mother Three, okay. Yeah. I thought Mother?
Oh, I like them.
Yeah, we both like them.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad.
Let's talk about Mother now.
Okay, fine.
What's your favorite Mother song?
What is that one? Body. No, wait, that's only a word in the song.
Okay.
Tired of this body. Rumble, you know?
Yeah.
What's that called?
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, well, it's my favorite of their songs.
Okay. So anyway, for those of you who don't know, because we may have some fans that don't play video games or follow video games at all, but the Xbox One, the X-Bone, got revealed.
Turn 1 degree and walk away.
They got the Xbox One, which is the successor to the Xbox 360, got revealed last Tuesday.
They should have made it the 1st of January. Kind of been like 1-1.
1-1-13. They should have announced it in 2001.
I'm having a licorice all sort. Please excuse me, everyone.
Yes, he is eating some terrible British candy.
Delicious British candy.
It's black licorice.
My mother's favorite.
There. Can I say, why do people like black licorice?
I don't like black licorice.
But why do people make it?
It's the most natural and pure version. It's like, why do people drink...
Like, who would you actively buy black licorice on your own?
Would you, like, eat a stick of, like, garlic? Wait, they don't come in sticks, they come in bulbs. But, you know.
I'm pretty sure that's a mini game in WarioWare.
Many.
You're talking about.
Probably. Well, I don't know. Black licorice is obviously a lovely accent for some things, like those little ouzo candies and stuff. And you put black licorice in your sausage, you said.
Okay. So, fennel is made to use... I don't know. I don't know, man.
You're not cooking,
I'm just saying, I don't like black licorice.
I don't like it either, but I like these, because they're coated in sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought up on them.
We should eat some just pure black licorice with no sugar on it.
I hate black licorice, though.
I know. It's bad.
Not as bad as dark chocolate, though.
Every time I go to the store and see, like, a bars of 99% dark chocolate, I'm so tempted to buy them.
Why don't we just, like, chug a Mickey of whiskey or something? Wouldn't that be more fun?
No, I'm not drinking whiskey again.
What, you're not drinking rye again. What about bourbon?
No. I'm not. No whiskey.
Scotch?
No. Mm-hmm. I know you're Scottish, but I'll have to...
How about Irish?
Irish?
It's the Irish version of scotch.
You mean whiskey? Isn't whiskey the Irish version of scotch?
Whiskey can come from many countries.
But it's still whiskey.
What?
How did we get here?
I think we were talking about the Xbox One.
I think it's because we haven't been face-to-face in a while that we're just really letting everything flow.
I have not looked away from Gareth this entire podcast. I'm looking right in the eye.
Mm-hmm. So, the X-Bone. That's what we're talking about.
It sucks and it's got no games. How the tables have turned.
Let me tell... Did you watch the reveal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure anybody listening who watched that reveal, I'm sure was... severely disappointed by what happened. And, like, I know that I was disappointed as well.
I mean, this compared to, like, on a scale of giant enemy crab to Ridge Racer is $5.99 USD dollars. It's just, it was really bad.
Yeah, I thought it was bad. But at the same time, I thought that it was a somewhat brilliant move on their part. It was not executed well. But here's the thing. Because it's not just video game journalists that are tuned into this show. It's also the people from, like, New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. I don't know who goes there. Like, the Huffington Post. I don't know.
Huffington Post.
But, and, you know, it's like every news outlet is there. And because, like, Microsoft knows that they're going to get the 360 crowd to buy the Xbox One. They just want to get everybody else. They want to get our parents to buy it. Because I'm pretty... Because I know your dad doesn't... Okay. Let me say it. But they made... Okay, so let me just say what they did. They made a larger focus on, like, making TV easier to watch through the Xbox One. Would you say that that was the big thing of their press conference?
Unfortunately.
Yes, and it was... Them saying the Xbox One is going to be the center of your living room. And by saying that, with having all these these news outlets that are outside from the video game industry, they are going to write their stories, and people that don't play video games are going to read that and say, hey, TV is going to be so much easier to watch, even though it wasn't that hard to begin with. Like, it's going to, like, I know your dad is big on the, is he big on the tech stuff?
Yes.
Hi, Mr. Rook. Like, I don't know if your dad sees that.
Listen to this.
I thought he listened.
He lies.
Okay. But because if your dad reads something like that and says, oh, TV, like, this is going to make entertainment 1,000 times easier for our living room, like.
You know what makes it 1,000 times easier? Netflix.
Yeah.
That Xbox will have Netflix.
Yeah, but you need to have an Xbox Live Gold account to use another paid subscription. But here's the thing, like, it's because Microsoft knows that people that are still, that their biggest market for the Xbox 360 is they're the guys that are going to play Call of Duty and are going to play Madden and FIFA. So they know that they're already going to get those people. And they also know that even if they make a focus on TV in this press conference, the people that are whining and bitching about it now, they're still going to buy one when it comes out.
That's dangerous thinking.
I don't think it's dangerous thinking, because what are they going to do? Buy a PS4?
Yeah.
How are they going to play Quantum Break?
The fuck is Quantum Break?
It's the new game from Remedy.
Is that for, like, an Xbox exclusive?
Yeah.
Okay. Well...
But I truly believe that the people, like, 90% of the people that are going on Reddit...
4chan.
And 4chan and saying, oh, no games, are going to, like, have one in a few years.
So you're saying that they're willing to endure a couple months of ridicule on the internet hate machine, and then they know that at the end of the day they're going to get them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that. I mean, the PS3 had a conference that was not exclusively, but majorly focused on games. Maybe they feel like that's what's better for their, you know, lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a console filled with games or a console filled with television.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
Okay.
I think that we'll see some more PS4 usage from the hardcore gamers, in my opinion.
That's true. And can I just say, like, the reason why, like, keep in mind, this is their 1 hour event reveal.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to grab it because they know that the gamers are going to keep paying attention when they say games for it. Because, like, even if people hated this, they'll still be paying attention when they show, like, Fallout 4 on it and show... like Elder Scrolls 6, or...
But those are all multi-platform, though, you know, and then it'll Halo just get to brand 5, loyalty.
Alan Wake 2, Gears of War.
People are going to buy a system for Alan Wake.
I would. I really, like, I don't know, because, like, I was thinking about it the other day that, nope, I'll come back to this because we need to stay on track.
What the track?
I don't know. I just know that we need to stop deviating from...
From the X-Bone?
Oh.
Oh, tech difficulties sinking.
So, like, people are still gonna buy the system, even because, like, when, because here's the thing, like, they at the end of the show they said they said that they're going to have 15 exclusives in the first year of the system's launch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure we're going to see at least half of those at E3, which is in, like, 2 weeks.
But of half of those half of them are going to be little, you know, Kitty Connect titles, probably.
I did not think of that. Dance Central 4 is going to come out, isn't it?
Probably.
Shit.
And, like, some racing game that no one gives a shit about.
You're right. This really throws a...
I'm sorry.
You threw me a curveball.
I mean, 15 exclusives is an impressive figure, but it's just a figure padded with meaningless games to people like us.
Okay.
Sorry.
Huh. Well, at the same time, they have Call of Duty, and they have...
Well, you know who else has got that?
Yeah, let me just... Because it sells more on the 360.
Yes, yes.
And the people that are just that have a 360 just to play Call of Duty are still going to upgrade to Xbox One to play Call of Duty because they don't care about PlayStation 3. They want the Xbox 360 because that's where all their friends are, and that's where their achievements are, and that's where their Xbox Live username,
you sound like Mark Zuckerberg,
BongLord69, is at.
We don't know what it can be. We don't know what it will be.
Mm-hmm.
I love that movie.
And so I truly think that they are willing to take the few months of the 2 weeks of ridicule moving up to E3.
Interesting.
That being said, it was a terrible conference, and I thought it could have been handled much better.
I've definitely not thought about this as much as you have, and you're definitely right about everything you said. I'm just interested to see if it'll pay off or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know, because that's one of the things. But I will say about that, the press conference is, like, they were able to get their message across, that they're trying to get not just gamers, but people that want to watch Price is Right and just say, Xbox TV. And that Kinect is this, like, 100 times faster, and you can use Bing through Internet Explorer on your 360.
Have you seen that new commercial about, it's like Siri, the iPad versus, like, the tablet for Windows? Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I can't do anything. It's really clever. I'm surprised they're allowed to get away with it. It's like, have you seen it?
Yeah. Or they're at the wedding, right?
No, it's like just it's like, you know those Apple commercials that are all like a white screen, and then they bring the tablet in, it's like doing all this amazing stuff. Well, it's like a side-by-side thing of, like, let's say the iPad using Safari. It's like, I'm sorry, I can't do more than one thing at once. And then you see, like, the Windows thing, like, opening all these windows and shit. And it's like, I'm sorry, I don't know how to do PowerPoint. And it's like a Mac just fucking up PowerPoint, and meanwhile, Windows using PowerPoint. And, I mean, it was obviously...
Macs can do PowerPoint.
I know. It was a biased commercial, but it was clever, and it was funny, and I'm surprised they could get away with it.
Well.
I didn't expect to see this sort of wit from these people, you know?
Well, I don't know. Now that Jobs is out of the picture, I'm sure that they're much more cool about things.
I don't know.
I don't know how business works.
Yep. Let's just...
Oh, God. Man, I'm retarded.
Oh.
Okay, so... Yes, they got their... So they got their point across that they wanted to do a system that is all about...
Ridge Racer.
Not about Ridge Racer.
Sorry.
Fuck off. But a system that is all about being, like, your entertainment hub, and it's going to be the center of your living room, and you're going to have your music, movies, games.
You think they'll have Blu-ray support, since that is becoming an integral part?
Well, they said it is a Blu-ray drive.
I don't remember them hearing that. A Blu-ray drive. Well, that means
Blu-ray drive. I don't know. You may need an attachment to Blu-rays.
It's 2014. Of course people...
Yeah, but this is Microsoft. Okay. Here's another thing. 500 gigabyte hard drive. Proprietary hard drive.
I don't know what that means.
It means that it's a hard drive that can only be used for an Xbox One.
It's alright.
Say so, like what the Xbox 2 has now.
Yeah,
that's fine. You just have that thing at the top.
Yeah.
So you can't upgrade it, but you can still use your God, my zipper's stuck in my shirt. But you can still... It has a USB.
Yeah.
Inputs on it, so you can still
get that for you.
No, I got it. So you can still, like, attach an external hard drive.
Yeah, and that's fine as long as they have the support for that. You don't need a non-proprietary. Mm.
But the thing is, like, all games come installed. Like, you need to install a game even when you have it on disk. So I'm assuming that'll eat up space a lot faster than...
Well, it'd just be like our little 80 gig PS3 here. You beat a game and you delete it. Welcome to the old days.
Yeah, how are you living with this thing?
What, this fucking broken thing that's got, like, a month left of warranty before it probably conks out again? I don't know, man. I make do.
Okay. Do you think you're going to get a new PS3? Or are you just going to hold out for PS4? Even though it has no backwards compatibility.
It just pisses me off. Yeah, because I don't want to have to like have a PS1, PS2, and PS4. I just want to have a PS3 and a PS4. And I do play old RPGs sometimes. So I do play Kingdom Hearts 2 or something like that.
I have never seen you play Kingdom Hearts 2.
Well, you don't know me, all right?
That's true.
Do I even have any PS2 games on the shelf? I can't see from here.
It doesn't look like it.
I got a lot of games in my drawer. Ah, whatever. PS2, okay. King of Systems. I hope it doesn't break. If it does break, I'll just hold it for a PS4, though.
Okay. Well. So, speaking about no backwards compatibility, let's go over some of the things. So, I would say, so they got their message clear in their press conference. At least the message was clear to people that were not us, but our parents, right?
Parents.
Would you agree with that?
You mean adults?
Yeah. We're already adults, so.
Yeah, I guess so.
So their message was clear. We agree on that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I concur.
So I will say, the interviews that took place afterwards were not. Because I watched multiple interviews with through different outlets with different PR executives. And I still don't know anything that they're talking about. Like, because I think what a lot of people are wondering is about this first, the console being always online, mm-hmm. and two, won't play used games.
Yeah, jeez. Mm-hmm.
So he said, a bunch of the interviews, they said, again, I don't know what the clear answer is because the wording they're using is so bad.
Yeah.
But they're saying that you will be able to bring your game to a friend's house and play on that. But you need to be logged into your profile. Which, I don't know. I think if people want to do it enough, they'll easily find a way through it by just logging onto the profile. And I think a lot of people did that when they were buying PS3 stuff.
Yeah, and that was a huge oversight and a huge blessing from Sony, but I don't think they're stupid enough to do that again, especially not the cash cow of Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be a lot more anal about things. They're the people that charge for online, after all.
That's true. But, so, I think the guy said to activate it. Again, don't quote me on this, but, because I don't...
Oh, I got the quotations ready, man.
I don't know for certain, but I think he says that you need to pay some kind of fee.
Oh, fuck.
To unlock a used... I don't know.
I am so done with Xbox.
I never started
with it.
You never started. You just played Mass Effect 1.
That was fun.
I'll actually look up now what it is, because I really don't know.
You are not allowed to look up during this show.
X-Bone.
It actually does look like X-Bone.
I know, right?
There's not even, any...
Okay, so, yeah, there was that and the always online thing. So, apparently, they said it does not always need to be online.
You just can't do anything if it is.
No, but you need to kind of activate it online occasionally. I still don't know what that means, because if somebody doesn't have...
Once a month in Kenya, you gotta hope and pray that your internet's working?
Mm-hmm. I think something like that. Which is another...
problem.
Is another problem. It won't affect us. Actually, it will affect me, since... back in my parents' place, I can't hook my PS3 up to the internet.
Mm-mm.
So, I take heart to this issue because it fucks people like me over.
Are you actually getting one?
Xbox One? No.
Okay, good.
Well...
Oh, you're not sure yet, obviously.
I'm not sure yet because they didn't show any games.
Mm-hmm.
But the games that... Alan Wake? Best 360 game. Best 360 exclusive,
I should say. You don't like Halo. Halo's a great game.
I never seen you play Halo either.
I play Halo at a friend's houses, just like in
Friends
high school.
Friends with the Z. Ding, 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 ding.
I don't get it.
So, it's the theme song from Friends, I don't know.
Sorry.
If no one told you that was gonna be
Jen
this way.
Aniston, what a perfect little... I don't even like her, but you gotta appreciate her agelessness.
Who, Jennifer Aniston?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were talking about the other Jennifer.
There's another one in that show? Oh, your girl. Hey, girl. You're pretty ageless.
Oh, you see that trailer for the new movie she's in?
Your girlfriend?
No, Jennifer Aniston.
Oh.
She plays a stripper. In a trailer, she's just taking her clothes off and stripping. I don't know.
Is it any good? the stripping.
I feel like I sound like an old man right here.
You're taking a whole clover off and stripping.
X-Bone. Always online affects kind me of, yeah. directly. So that's a bit of cautionary tale. But at the same
time, you can't just throw out a thing like that.
At the same time, it might not, because they just don't know what they're these PR people don't know what they're talking about, I feel, because like they can say stuff, but they can't say stuff. It's just really weird. So, but like I have hope, because they're definitely not going to be stupid enough to make it always online. And I think that if you do have an internet connection, then it's going to ping to the servers. Just
you sound like Britain right now, saying that Hitler's never going to be crazy enough to start a war. They're going to make it always online. It's going to happen.
Okay, well,
and if it can work when it's offline, it's going to have severely limited capabilities in terms of what games you can play and what you can do with it. I mean, geez, when that PS3, the online for PS3 went out a year ago or whatever, for the couple months that it went out, that was brutal. I mean, you could play any game you wanted to.
I was still playing L.A. Noire.
That was a fun game. Do we still have it? No.
No, I think I gave it to my brother some shit.
If you just bring that back, that'd be great.
Okay, yeah, sure. Next time I come down, I'll bring it.
Thanks.
Bring it up for you. Cole Phelps.
Traffic.
I'm my hand around like he's looking at...
Doesn't look like anything. He was great in Mad Men. He did tap dancing last episode. I can't spoil it for you because you'll never watch it.
Yeah, so spoil it for everybody that's listening.
Tap dancing Ken. There it is.
Okay, what else do we have to talk about Xbox One?
We don't need to talk about Xbox
One.
Oh,
yeah,
anymore.
People are getting pissed off that, they're like, ugh, Kinect, the next Kinect is going to be 1984 all over again. The Big Brother watching you.
It has been proven that 1984 is an old and incompatible comparison.
Piece of literature.
No, I always got to compare 1984 and Brave New World. And Brave New World is much more accurate at projecting the future of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
1984 is a version of humanity that could have happened but didn't. Whereas Brave New World is all about this decadence and hedonistic society we're living in now, where everyone's got an overload of information due to the internet age rather than censorship of information. And everyone's mm-hmm. always being watched because they want to be.
But people think that Big Brother is actually watching them. They think that people are there's going to be a group of people in Microsoft sitting at computers just watching surveillance camera from the 20 million Xbox that they'll sell.
And what? And report
the
crimes of the FBI?
People are actually thinking that, I'm not saying that's what people think, but if they're comparing Xbox One to 1984, that is what they think,
and
if they're going to say that.
That's the only
which
comparison
is fucking retarded.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Fucking
you think
idiots.
That Bill Gates would shell out the cash to pay people to do that? No.
Yeah, he's puts all his money to charity.
he's a nice guy, actually.
He's all right. Do you remember that commercial where it was
say the Seinfeld one.
The Seinfeld one. Where it was like... It was like the teaser for Windows Vista.
so bad.
That was so great.
It was so bad. I heard they took this off the air because people hated them so much. Oh, those are so bad.
Oh my god, I love that one.
I love Seinfeld and I love Bill Gates, but not together.
Oh,
in the random family
awesome.
That just invaded their home.
I think I'm going to watch that one. I'm going to watch that one.
Those are bad.
I want to watch that right now.
No.
Oh, man. Okay. Also, another thing, they said that it wasn't going to be always online, but kind of hinted at it being always on. But what one guy cleared up by saying that the Kinect will run off through phantom power or something and will just listen for you to say Xbox on.
That's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because that'll, pump up our hydro bill.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's a good idea.
Well, you see, that little light, that's probably the amount of power they're going to use.
All right.
It's just not going to, they're just not going to put that little light on.
People that always want the Wii's blue light to be on.
Yeah, what's up with that?
We have an app for that in that Wii now.
Yeah.
And we never turn it on.
Yeah. Sorry, Brandon.
Sorry,
thanks
Brandon.
For listening.
If you are, probably not. How about a good anime, North?
Okay, so that was Xbox One. You excited?
No.
I will still say, Quantum Break. Again, Alan Wake is probably my favorite 360 exclusive.
But?
But, and Quantum Break had its trailer, which was half live action. Here's the thing. None of the footage they showed from any game was in-game footage. It was all pre-rendered shit. So you can't really... I'm not saying that nothing's going to look like shit. Like, they do have some impressive tech behind it. Like, I think it's very similar to the PS4.
Yeah.
Like, the inner workings of it. So it is going to... It's obviously going to be very impressive stuff that they put out, but... So it's no cause for alarm that they don't show any in-game footage.
Yeah,
but
of course, but it's still
it's all pre-rendered. You want to see what the system will do.
Call of Duty for Xbox just released a video, I think, last week about their underwater tech. Have you seen that video?
No, I didn't.
It's basically like, and it looks gorgeous, and it's basically saying like how they had to like engineer a bunch of artificial intelligence stuff so that it's an immersive experience where if you swim towards fish, they'll actually like react
away from you. That's right.
And then after the video there's a comparison of Super Mario 64 and you swim under the lakes and the fish are swimming away from you and it looks exactly the same actually.
Do you know what my favorite line from that entire conference was?
What?
When they had a guy from Call of Duty come on and say, "We've had dogs in Call of Duty before, but never like this."
reminds me of you and your fucking pitch for Pokemon on Ice.
Oh yeah, I'm not gonna spoil that one.
Please don't.
I will eventually, but not today.
Call of Duty is stupid, but it's fun. So
anyway, so Quantum Break. I'm kind of looking forward to knowing more about it because I think Remedy is a very talented studio on the Microsoft side of things. But it was weird because the trailer that they showed was like 75% live action, which, you know, Remedy does. Like, in Alan Wake, they had their own little, like, Twilight Zone show within the game, which was live action. But you're watching that through a screen. So, like, they're no strangers to that. I think even in Alan Wake's America, like, there was some stuff where Alan Wake is actually in it as a... from live footage, and they have an actor that looks exactly like him.
I remember
playing
that.
Him. Yeah, it was cool. So they're no stranger to using live action.
Yeah, I mean, they can do it well like that, or they can do it like.
But
the
you want to show
games.
Off your tech, which is why I thought was really cool when. So they do live action footage of a woman saying, "Oh, not a woman, like a little girl saying, oh, I'm weird and different," and then it jumps to like a giant freighter ship, like jumping. And through teleporting inches in front of itself and crashing into a bridge. I thought that was interesting.
Okay.
You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Everyone thinks it's cool, probably. Yeah.
No, I just want to know more about it.
Yeah, me too.
Can I just say, let's keep talking about games, because I know that you are a Call of Duty fan. Did your jaw drop during the Call of Duty presentation? Like, are you excited for it at all?
I am looking forward to it after the last one impressed me so much. I'm joking. I'm getting a little bit choked up here.
Mm-hmm. Black Ops 2.
Black Ops 2. Never forget. Obviously, like, it's going to be a lot of the same, but I think that's what I look forward to the most, actually. Is
really? Because I think they made a big deal of it being different, very different from other Call of Duty games.
Well, yeah, they say that now, and then you get online, and what changes, right? Or maybe I'm wrong.
Noob Slayer 69.
I look forward to it, a certain amount of familiarity when I play these games each time a new one comes out, and it's just a matter of how much they can change it a little bit for me to like it a lot. So the fact that they're changing it so much is very exciting and also a little bit scary for me. I hope that it doesn't become like Battlefield or something, because I don't like the Battlefield games.
Too realistic.
Too realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And then
walking around with a propane lighter.
And then Metal Gear Solid is the other end of that. Too unrealistic, but I still love it.
What if Metal Gear Solid was an Xbox... Metal Gear Solid 5 was an Xbox One exclusive?
That's not going to happen. I can't even...
Metal Gear Solid 6.
Then I probably would wait for the port, or I would borrow Gareth's Xbox One.
I'm not getting an Xbox One.
But you love Metal Gear. What do you think of the Call of Duty? I know you've been disenfranchised for a while.
More power to them if they're going to change it up and actually like do something new and interesting.
We've never seen dogs like this before.
Yeah, but I think I played 2 hours of No, I played a little bit of Modern Warfare 3.
I
kind of
want to play Black Ops 2 after this. You just put me in the mood.
Mm-hmm. I didn't touch Black Ops 2. Like, because I loved Black Ops 1. I loved it. I played it so much.
2 is better.
And I just kind of fell out of love when I played Modern Warfare 3. And I kind of said, not again.
Yeah,
I'm not going to pay $60.
I gotta say, Modern Warfare 3 was pretty disappointing. I mean, I beat the campaign because I felt indebted to Price, I guess, but Black Ops 2 was much better.
I don't think I beat Modern Warfare 2.
That 2 is a great game. That's a good ending.
I will say, I loved Modern Warfare 1, though.
Everyone loves Modern Warfare
2. I loved it.
No one's got anything against that game because it did nothing wrong. It was the first, not a rehash.
No, it was the fourth.
You know what I mean. It's what's responsible for any modern shooter you see these days. Everyone's just trying to match that.
Shooty, shooty, point, point.
Pointy, pointy, shooty, wooty? I don't know. Yeah, I don't watch Doctor Who.
I don't know what that was. Okay, yeah, so Xbox One.
You know what?
Final verdict. Sorry.
We give it a 1 out of 100.
Yeah, not the best effort, guys, but hopefully with E3, it's going to be more games focused.
Although everyone will be too busy worrying about Pokemon on the...
Ooh, yes, that's right. Now, I feel like every time you see a new Pokemon XY trailer, you get angry.
I think that's just the way I am in my life right now. It's got nothing to do with Pokemon.
You just don't like the new Pokemon.
I don't know. I just wish I could go...
But you can move diagonally, and you're not confined to a grid.
I would be perfectly happy with a Ruby Sapphire remake.
Which they're gonna do, you know that. We both know that.
I guess it just makes me a little bit upset, because I feel like the more of these games they release, the worse I'm gonna get at them. And the more...
I feel the same way.
Because I
feel the more games are released, I play less of them.
Yeah, and I was good at Pokemon. And now I feel like, even with Black and White coming out, I wasn't really a competitive battler in that generation. And then they got all these new Pokemon coming out. I didn't even have time to learn the last ones yet.
But this is why I'm excited for the new one, because it looks like it's going to be like a whole new... They're just going to turn the game on its head. It's still going to be like that.
A whole new
world. A whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
But I feel like it's going to be more like a PS1, PS2 era Final Fantasy game, where you're going to have this huge open world.
Maybe, right?
You're going to like have free roaming. I mean, I think that's what the series needs. Like, I think that it needs to innovate, because we are getting... Because essentially, we've been getting the same game since 1998.
Eight, probably. We've seen 3D Pokemon games before, and the Colosseum XD.
But not like this.
Don't say that. I'm really curious to see how they're going to make it different than just the console games, and obviously different from the handhelds, too. I guess it is a new generation, because it's on the 3DS instead of the DS now, right?
Mm-hmm. It also looks like you're going to have free camera control with only one... circle pad.
They've been moving towards in the direction of serious RPG, if you can believe that, for a while, just in terms of even some of their plot elements and stuff.
You know, because you said that the end of Platinum was like the end of a Final Fantasy game.
Yeah, you know, like they've been moving towards that while still remaining accessible. So it looks like a lot like a Dragon Quest game, like Dragon Quest IX for the DS, was it?
Sentinels of the Starry Skies.
Yeah, it looks just like that.
I have never played it.
My little sister loves it.
I kind of wanted to play it when it came out.
It's probably very cheap now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but who has the time for that?
You do.
Nah. I've been playing a lot of video games lately.
What have you been up to?
I've been reading. But nobody wants to hear about that.
That one book?
The Passage. Passage is really good.
The Passage of the Christ.
I think I'm going to finish it this week.
I'm going to finish Brave New World this week, actually.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to move on to Doppler by Erlynn Lowe, which is a shorter book, so hopefully get that over with in less than a month. It's about a guy whose father dies. So it's a Swedish book. So it's like Girl
Swedish?
With a Dragon Tattoo.
Yeah, no.
But his father dies, so he goes, so he pitches a tent in the woods, and then he adopts a baby moose.
Oh, fuck, that sounds so stupid.
And then after that, I'm going to read Canada by Richard Ford, which is about a guy whose parents rob a bank, and then he gets sent off to live in Canada on a farm.
Hmm.
And then I want to read The Dog Stars by Peter Heller.
You are so intellectual.
The guy, he flies a plane around Colorado as the apocalypse takes place. And then I want to read Child of Vengeance by David Kirk,
which
is about samurai.
Man, you know these books so well, you don't even need to read them.
I judge them by their cover.
And apparently the back of them, too. How do you know these synopses so well?
Because I read up, and I'm like, ooh, that sounds interesting, I want to read that.
What's your favorite classical literature? Shakespeare included.
I don't know, I never really liked classical literature. I don't even like Catcher in the Rye.
Whoa, you didn't identify with Holden Bitchface Caulfield?
No, because I never left fucking swords on a subway train.
What's your problem, man?
You've never
bought a whore, been too scared to fuck her, and then got beat up by the pimp?
Yeah, exactly. My roommate never jumped out the side of a window. Thank you for not doing that.
I'm glad you remember the plot, at least.
Mm-hmm.
The ending was a little bit silly. Man, we need to have a side
podcast. Spoilers for Catcher in the Rye. Where he ends up in a mental institute.
Yeah, and his sister's there. And, like, I don't get the whole obsession with his sister. Like, it's the only thing that matters to him.
He's in love with his sister, obviously.
Not like that. Not like the rest of development.
Well, I think it's maybe the person that he feels closer to. Maybe she's the only one that understands him. Because she'd be going through the same stuff that she is.
We gotta spark note this shit.
I don't know. Again, I was in grade 11 when I read it, so I don't really remember. It's been a while.
Okay. Been a long time. Did you like Lord of the Flies?
I didn't read Lord of the Flies.
Ooh.
My high school reading was... I did like Merchant of Venice.
Merchant.
I think that was
that
fine...
the Shakespeare one?
Yeah.
You actually liked Shakespeare, right?
Mm-hmm.
I liked
I thought
Twelfth
that
Night.
Was really good. But you liked what?
Twelfth Night, his comedy.
Oh, yeah, Twelfth Night. I think I read like the children's version of that in grade 6.
Well, if you want to see the movie, it's called She's the Man, starring Amanda Bynes, and it's really good.
Oh my god, Amanda Bynes.
Oh.
Oh, Dave, you seen the pictures that she's posted to Twitter?
Far too many.
She just looks awful.
Drake finally tweeted her back, eh?
What'd he say?
What's wrong, girl? Something like that, right?
I think that is definitely their best response to Amanda Bynes.
What's wrong?
Courtney Love said the same thing too. Which she tweeted her, like, what's going on with you?
Basically. And like,
I think
see
the
her
first
on...
person to comment on that tweet was like at Courtney Bynes. Love. Aren't you a crack whore?
That's harsh. People change, Gareth.
Yeah, but hey, I didn't tweet that. I'm just reading what another guy tweeted.
I see on the cover of People magazine or something like that, like, did fame ruin Amanda Bynes? Like, she was never really that famous.
Well, Amanda Please was.
Amanda Please.
I actually
Bring in the Dancing Lobsters.
No, that's
I love that show so
was,
much. My
that
family
show
thought
was
I had
called
a crush
the Amanda
on her.
Show. It wasn't Amanda Please.
It wasn't Amanda Please. It was the Amanda Show. That's all right, man.
Shit.
She's the Man is the top, like, the pinnacle of her. Like, even when you see her in Hairspray, she's starting to get the coke bloat, you know? Her face is looking a little bit puffy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Drugs ruin people, man.
Man.
I'm glad now.
But remember when she was in that Maxim spread?
Yeah, that was sad.
Like, that was only, like, 2 years ago.
I know. And, like...
Shit.
You could probably get
Photoshop
that.
Does
yeah.
a lot.
I know. Well, not even that. Like, the essence of her spirit was different back then.
Mm-hmm. And two, like... How does this happen in that short amount of time?
I don't know, man.
I think because once you do Maxim, that's it. Like, there's nothing better you can do.
I don't know. There's an interesting book written by a Bond girl about some of them that would pose nude and stuff. And a lot of them have retained a lot of dignity over the years just by realizing that they can't be an object for a man's desire and instead have to live their own life based on their own satisfaction. And so I think that pornography isn't the extent of a woman's career. As well as, you know, in the sense of this is as high as you
I was
go.
Just joking when I said that Maxim was the highest that you can
do you know
go.
There's a Game of Thrones actress that was actually a porn star in Germany and has won like the German Oscar actually.
Mm-hmm. But then she had a pass in pornos, right?
Yeah.
And you know in German pornos to begin too.
What's wrong with those?
Those are rough.
Are they?
I don't know.
I'd have to ask the expert in the room. Gareth, what are German pornos?
Yes, yeah.
Girlfriend right there.
Yep.
It's okay.
Also, more news. Did you watch, like, one of Nintendo's first E3 directs last week.
Gareth, look at me in the eyes. Do I watch anything related to video games?
You watched the Xbox One reveal.
I did, actually.
Well, did you watch this?
No, it didn't watch
it. Okay, because let me set the stage for you.
Iwata-san. Oh, what's up, Miyamoto-san?
No, that's not what happened. Oh. Okay. Although Iwata does come on. So, picture this. This is their pre-E3 Nintendo Direct, where they're going to set everything up.
Mm-hmm. Luigi?
So, Iwata comes on, mm-hmm. and he starts to deliver that he's pleased to announce a new game. What would you picture it to be?
A new game.
What, like, a new game for the Wii U system?
Probably a Mario game? Or a Luigi game?
A Luigi Mansion game?
No, is it?
What if I told you that he announced, to start off the Nintendo Direct, the half-hour-long show, the sequel to one of the highest-selling Wii games ever made?
Smash Bros?
Mario and Sonic at the Olympics.
Didn't sell that well, did it?
Yeah, it was actually Mario and Sonic at... No, Mario and Sonic in Beijing was, I think, one of the highest... Mario and Sonic at the Summer Olympic Games was, like, one of the best-selling Wii games ever made.
There's something wrong with that.
Well, because people have been waiting years, like, 25 years for Mario and Sonic to be in the same game, and they finally had it.
And Brawl didn't sell better than that, because Sonic was in that?
No, well, kids. Mm. Kids wanted it.
Brawl's not a kid's game, yeah.
And I think parents wanted it, because, like, parents don't care about, don't give a shit about Smash Brothers. If they want to play the Olympics, maybe they want to play as that crocodile outside that runs around. So, I don't know. Brandon, back us up on this.
Brandon, is there a crocodile in Sonic?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, but here's a... So, yeah. So, that was disappointing.
Yes.
Like, that was... Because, like, I know we talked about Microsoft.
Who develops those, by the way? Is it Sega?
Yeah, it's Sega.
Oh, so it sucks.
So, the one thing... So, yeah. So, it's like, we know... Well, like, well, I think we were talking about how we were disappointed with the Xbox One reveal. I was pretty fucking disappointed with this Nintendo Direct.
You can't take this much more, can you?
I can't. I don't know why I'm in the games journalism business.
Yeah, man, it's fucking tough out there for a baller.
With our one contact in the industry.
We have a contact? Oh, yeah, him.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, contact.
Yeah, so, but not only that, we also got one single image for a new Sonic game for exclusive to Nintendo consoles, which is Sonic the Lost World.
How's it look? I didn't see it.
Well, they finally released the full trailer today.
How's it look? I haven't seen it.
I don't know. I think it looks decent. Fine. Like, it's a 2D Sonic game, and it just looks cartoony enough to be fun. Like, I think they learned what they were doing going from colors to generations. So I'm sure that they know what they're doing when they're going to be doing this one. Like, I think, like, I'm absolutely positive that it's going to be a good game. Like, it's going to be a well-made game. Well-made Sonic game.
I have been really unfair to that series. I have, I don't know, it's like racism, I guess. It's unhealthy, and you feel bad about it, but you can't really explain it. I just really hate the Sonic franchise, and I really should give it a chance, because I know they've been trying really hard to improve the quality of the games, getting a lot better reviews, a lot of people liking it. I don't know, maybe this could be the one, man.
Yeah, well, it's coming out for the 3DS, so...
I own a 3DS.
Yeah, so you don't have to buy a Wii U.
I'm going to get one anyway.
Oh, man, I'm worried about the Wii U. Because after seeing that Nintendo Direct, I can't even remember what they talked about. It's been a while.
I think they forgot that it existed.
They showed off the new Super Luigi U. You can also now buy just a box copy of the game, so you don't need to have the full version of it.
Is it half price?
It's $30.
Okay.
$20 to buy it downloaded.
Nice.
But they really announced that you can now play as... some fucking...
Oh, yeah, he looks awesome.
Nabbit?
Yeah, no.
What's so awesome about being invincible in a platformer?
Look at me. Okay, it's stupid. I just like his character design, that's all.
Like, you can't use power-ups, but that's fine since you're already invincible.
I don't know.
You already have the best power-up.
I just feel like they know that a lot of 5-year-olds can be playing this, and it's fun. You can play with your fucking niece or something. And I like his character design, as I said, so there it is.
Okay, well...
If it was Toad, I'd hate it.
But they're still toads.
I know, and I still hate them.
What if it was a red toad?
More acceptable.
Okay. Shit, I honestly can't.
It's 2015. They couldn't engineer Peach to be in it for once.
No, because she has to be in the.
I hate Bowser's, this misogynist industry. Fuck.
I know. God damn it! Come on. This is why I'm looking. I'm looking forward to this game called Remember Me, which is new game from Capcom that's getting released sometime in June.
Oh yeah,
I'm actually looking forward to that because that's a female protagonist, and apparently the lead designer had to fight with Capcom to have a female as the main character.
I like that we pretend to be like gender equality on this show.
Oh, I'd like to try to be.
We try. When do we encourage it? Thanks, Lightning, for making a shitty game called Final Fantasy 13.
I'm just trying to.
You know, a woman came into my work today for the one movie-related item of the week, and she was talking about like she speaks German, she speaks Italian, she speaks English. She's saying, "I went to a bunch of film festivals, watched a bunch of Italian film," and the director there was saying, "I know all of you teenagers in the crowd have gone and seen Tom Cruise's Oblivion. Well, I'm here to tell you there's more to life than action flicks." And the funny thing is, I don't think a single teenager probably saw Oblivion.
I don't know anybody that's talking about Oblivion.
No one's talking about Oblivion. No one's seeing it, really. And I would consider it more of an art film based on the way it's shot.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was an unfair comparison for her to shove in my face.
Okay, well.
No, it's fair.
Was this Tommy Wiseau?
No. Oh, I did see that.
Yeah, you saw a screening of The Room in theaters.
I played ball with Tommy. He tossed me the football.
That's awesome.
He was yelling.
Or is it just like you and Stu?
Yeah,
and nobody else?
No, it was packed.
Huh?
It was like a full house. They had lineups that were like way down the block around the corner. And when, you know, the like room screenings, what it's like people throwing plastic spoons and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I got hit in the face so many times, and someone was dropping like rose petals on me the whole time. It was just like a Big Lebowski screening, except more violent. And I got hit in the face with probably 50 plastic spoons that night.
Hmm.
It was as great a movie as ever, and I'd say anyone that can see The Room in a public venue should definitely do that.
Okay.
And Mark was there. You know, oh, hi, Mark, that guy.
Yeah, I know. I'm well aware. Watch The Room if you haven't already. You will not be disappointed.
You'll leave forever changed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a room. It's a safe place, a private place, a place where you can be yourself. It is The Room, as Tommy said.
Is that on Netflix?
I don't know.
Because you know what is on Netflix?
What?
Arrested Development Season 4.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
No.
That's...
I think we talked about this before we started the show. You have not watched an episode yet.
Maybe. Maybe I was lying to you.
Were you lying to me?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. So, won't spoil anything. Myself, I've only seen the first 3 episodes or so.
And how is it?
Well, I thought the first episode knocked it out of the park.
Hmm.
It was so... I'm not going to spoil anything, but it was... The first episode was really funny.
Hmm.
Extremely funny. It was paced a lot differently from Arrested Development Classic, but it was still, like, really good. Second 2 episodes... Well, here's the thing.
Hmm.
Because they are doing a different thing where... Each episode is focused on one character.
Hmm.
And just see like a slice of what they're doing.
Huh.
And the second episode was focused on George Sr., which I think probably didn't hold up as well because he's just not as strong to hold up his own story.
Too bad, I like Jeffrey Tambor.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's nothing wrong with Jeffrey Tambor as a character.
Mm.
As an actor, I mean. It's just the character is hard to work with alone. Like, he would need to be set up with Tobias or Michael.
Yeah, to really shine.
He was set up with Oscar.
Which one's Oscar?
His twin.
Oh, yeah. That's,
mm-hmm. So I think it had been... maybe if he was set up with Tobias, I thought it would have been...
Yeah, well, you throw Tobias into the mix, everyone's entertaining.
Mm-hmm. But Tobias does show up in the third episode.
Who was in the first episode?
It was Michael. Michael was the first episode. George Sr. is the second. And Lindsay was the third.
Mm.
So Tobias was heavily featured in the third,
of
which
course.
Is great.
Job's my favorite character,
mm-hmm.
so I'm...
I hear that it it is one of the best episodes, or his episodes.
I like that.
I like Tobias. I like them all.
You like Tobias?
Mm-hmm. It's funny, because Portia de Rossi looks very different from when season 3 happened. But who can blame her, because it's been like 7 years.
Women do age
faster
than men.
That being said, Michael Cera looks exactly the same.
Of course he does. What did I just say? Women age faster than men.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Ellen still has quite a keeper there.
Mm-hmm. God, I love Ellen. Portia de Rossi was on the Ellen DeGeneres show
a couple times,
last week. It was great. It was really great.
Ellen's really great.
Uh-huh.
She's like a nice Oprah. A funny Oprah, I should say.
She is the Oprah of this generation.
And she's Dory. When'd your leg get here?
I need to stretch out.
What the fuck?
Weren't using that?
Well, I am now.
Okay, Arrested Development is... Okay, what else? I think we should go for a bit longer since we did take a week off.
People,
you okay with that?
I don't know. Are you guys okay with that? And they turn off the podcast.
Okay, well, you can stop listening from whenever you want. But I know you don't want to.
I was just going to play Black Ops after this, so you're not keeping me from anything.
Okay, yep. Okay, so one more thing. So one thing that really that makes me mad...
What really grinds your gears?
What really grinds my gears? You know me. You know me. What do I like? What do I like watching on YouTube?
You like peanut butter? Oh, on YouTube?
Yeah, a specific genre of video.
Oh, Game Grumps.
A specific genre of video.
Let's Plays?
Yes.
Okay.
I think you know where I'm going with this.
No, I don't.
So, Nintendo, that cock of a company, decided that they're going to go after Let's Plays.
No.
They're not going to take down they're not going to take down any videos, but they're going to start claiming ad revenue on certain videos that feature Nintendo games. That's
Sakurai. That's stupid.
Don't
put that back.
I was just touching it.
Your hands are dirty. Pick it up and throw it out.
Fine.
Liquor's all sorts.
It's black licorice.
But wrapped
I don't
want to
do this.
Sugar coating.
I don't want it. No.
Okay, then throw it out.
No, but that's wasting food.
Then give it to Jen. Jen, hey, look at this. Ooh, we dare you to. Okay. You got beautiful teeth.
Thank you. It's this one is a little. Like,
oh my god, you're so fucking self-conscious.
I was actually looking at because I had braces, you know.
I know.
Was looking at one of my pictures that was taken when I was in high school, and my teeth just looked all fucked up and raggedy. I'm like. Wow, I did not notice that when I had my teeth like that. It was just an eye-opener.
Do you wear contact lenses? Because
no.
I remember you wearing glasses a lot the first
time. I wear glasses to see farther, and I don't know. I think I'm okay. Like my glasses do help, but...
Can you read those subway stations?
Yes, I can't read... I start to read the smaller font near the bottom there, though. Like, I can't, like, you see how it says the word underneath the station? I'm not able to read that.
Well, neither am I, and I've got laser eye surgery, so good work.
Okay, yeah, so I feel like I need them for certain instances, but... Mm-hmm. Okay, so Let's Plays.
Nintendo being a cock.
Yeah, they're claiming ad revenue. What which they're legally right to do. Like, they are allowed to do that. And I will say it is a lot better from them than them
taking it down. So why being so mean?
Why am I?
Yeah,
because they're just going off other people's successes.
But they gave you your childhood memories. Can't you forgive them for a little bit?
No.
That's the thing about gamers. Everyone's so self-entitled. They feel like they're always
like
being betrayed. They're always victimized.
I hate our gaming for that reason.
Yeah,
like our gaming is the worst. It is the worst.
He's talking about Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same reason I hate everything I'm interested in. I don't go to anime conventions anymore. I barely indulge in the Warhammer thing I'm in. Like, everyone that likes things that are nerdy, a lot of them are assholes.
I'm sorry, this licorice is terrible.
That's okay.
This is so...
Yeah, I don't like black licorice either, but I was raised on this stuff, so deal with it.
I don't know what's worse, the dark chocolate or this shit.
Seriously? You can't compare the two. That dark chocolate was nasty. We were puking almost.
I'm about to puke right now.
What's wrong with you?
You can really taste the fennel.
Imagine your tongue's all black and sticky.
Oh no, I'm out of water. Toss me some alcohol.
You want some gin? We're out of vodka.
Sip it on gin and juice.
We can't just quote movies. Although I was saying
that's not a movie, that's a song.
Oh, I was quoting Firecrackers, the movie which that is set in.
Oh.
I was saying that in my head. What I'm trying to do is, like, I realized I had about $1,000 of alcohol in this house, so I was trying...
Purge.
So I was trying to, yeah, get rid of it all before I replenish my collection again.
By putting it in your body.
Well, yeah. But it's better than, like... Because I'm always going to need vodka, but, like, that means I'm never drinking the fucking vermouth in the back there.
Yeah, so, you gotta make your Manhattans with that.
I know, but I'm just trying to use it up, so...
But then you need your whiskey.
Yeah, that's the one thing I think I will have to replenish.
Hmm. So Let's Plays, yeah, I think I do have a problem with, it's like, it's not every gamer's, obviously, it's just because I feel like there's a vocal minority of gamers, it's just a small group of them that are actually upset about this stuff, and they're the ones that are going on.
You just said you were upset about it.
Yeah, I am.
But you admit you're a minority.
Yes, I'm upset about it, fine. But I'm not upset about everything. Like, if EA wants to put, like, you had to pay $10 to unlock the code to play online multiplayer, I'm fine with that.
That's stupid.
What?
Wait, for a used game, it's not stupid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I'm totally fine with that. Like, if Microsoft wants to limit the sale of used games, like, I'd be able to live with that. Like,
yeah.
Because I don't really buy a lot.
But you can't live with Nintendo making money off videos that they're not taking down?
No, I can live with that, especially since I'm not the one who's making the videos. Yeah. But it's kind of... I don't know. I can't... It's just... Because they're just running off other people's successes.
I feel like this is representing a deeper psychological issue with
you. I know. What is wrong? Maybe it's just because I love Let's Plays so much.
Maybe.
And I like Nintendo enough.
Enough.
I like the 3DS. How about that?
There we are.
I like the 3DS, and it's just something I like, just gouging into something I love.
You know what I feel good about? The Resident Evil Revelations on the console's got a worse score than the 3DS version.
Because it looks like shit.
And same thing goes for the PS2 version of RE4.
Can I just say about the Resident Evil Revelations?
Yeah.
That is the worst enemy design.
What's wrong with it?
Yeah, all the, like, five enemies, they all look the same. They're just faceless monsters with big claws. And then they occasionally have giant tongues that they spit out.
I think that... I've got two things to say about that, because you're a big enemy design guy. I think that
this was my first Resident Evil game.
I'm sorry. Play the remake. I think that the design overall of the creature of these fucking ooze guys is okay. Like, it's fine. The fact that the entire game is filled with nothing but them is, yeah, annoying. And I think they're way too similar to the regenerators from Resident Evil 4. You ever fight those guys?
No, I got to, like, the second El Gigante.
Spoiler alert, like, it's the exact same thing in Resident Evil 4, except they're not water-based, and they can regenerate all their limbs.
God, right.
Scary-ass things, man.
Huh.
That's a great game.
That's right, I remember that. There were enemies like that in Dead Space.
Were there?
In Dead Space 2, at least.
Oh, I haven't played
it. They were, like, I can't remember what their type of necromorph set. Like, you can shoot off all their limbs and it'd just be the torso, but after, like, 10 seconds, like, they're claws would start.
I love that mechanic about Dead Space 1.
And I did not realize that there was no way to kill them, so I wasted all my ammo.
Thank you for not letting me realize that for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I love that mechanic in Dead Space 1. You got to cut off the limbs instead of going for, like, the head and stuff. That is, it just changed the game, you know.
Son of Flynn. Yeah, I love Dead Space 2.
I like Dead Space 1 because I've played 2.
Yeah. I love Dead Space, too.
I love sliding around by sprinting and then holding the crouch button in Call of Duty.
You have a massive stomp in Dead Space.
Yes.
Have you ever noticed that?
I used it often. Of course I noticed it.
Yeah. You know what? Okay. Now that we're talking about noises that people make, you ever realize in Castlevania Lords of Shadow?
Which I haven't,
like,
played.
They had like an English voice actor come on to do Gabriel Belmont's voice, but they did not use the English voice actor to do his grunts.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Soon, so it was quite clearly the voice of a Japanese man going, like, yeah! It was just something I noticed when I played that
that
game.
Is that the one that Konami made? I guess they make all of them.
Yes.
Is that the one for the 360?
The one Castlevania. Yeah, the one I had for 360.
Oh, the one that's like God of War, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was a fine game.
I know, you're a fan of that.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was really good. It would be nice to see a return to that
Castlevania. I've been shopping around for the NES Castlevania for a while now. Now that my NES is back in
action. It's on the 3DS.
Oh, really?
Really?
I think I'd still rather
own it. Don't you have it on your Wii?
Yeah, but I want to own Fiscal Fang, since my Wii's probably going to be in the trash soon, or given to someone else. See ya, Wii.
Okay.
I'll be getting a Wii U soon, after all.
Okay.
Assuming Deus Ex. I've read about the changed boss fights in Deus Ex. Apparently they're not as changed as we might have hoped.
Mm-hmm. Do you think I'd like this version of Deus Ex?
I think you'd like any version of it.
How come we can't... We need to start talking about this Let's Play thing. Anyway, I think it's just a little unfair. Like, yes, they're all in their right mind, and yes, it does not affect me, but I would just like to see, like, the people do, like, them making these Let's Play do something good. I do hear, like, apparently there are rules to this. Like, you need to have a certain number of views, and you also need, if it needs to be over a certain amount of time. Which is why I think a lot of Let's Players, like Game Grumps, like cut their videos off after 11 minutes.
Mm.
So they're probably just like the long form video. And I also think that this might be hurting them because it is showing off these great Nintendo games that people could be playing. And now Let's Players wouldn't want to Let's Play their games anymore.
Wait. How are they losing from this?
How's Nintendo?
No, how are the Let's Players losing? Are they just losing ad revenue for themselves?
Yeah.
Then tell them to get a real job.
Yeah, well, I actually had that thought, but like a lot of Let's Players I do like, this is just a second, like they just do this for the fun of it.
Mm.
So like I guess they probably, which is probably like one of my favorite Let's Players hasn't talked about it at all.
What's his name?
I'm not gonna say.
Why not? Give him a plug.
Know. Because, I don't know, it's just a Let's Player. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because maybe I want to check him out.
He doesn't need his five... That's why I don't want you checking out, because I
you don't want to be embarrassed.
Yeah, as I know you will.
Alright.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a brony?
So hmm?
Is he a brony? Oh, he is, isn't he?
Yes,
oh.
He is.
Oh, I'm out of the guest! Alright. Well, now you got nothing to hide.
No, he actually doesn't talk about it in any of his actual Let's Play videos. Mm. Just he had, like, there was somebody else that did, like, that does his vlogs, and he went to go interview him, and he had brony statues in it.
I hate to keep going back to my work, but a woman comes into my work the other day to print some photos she's taken of, like, you know, her cottage. But in the same folder is her son dressed up as some guy from Fist of the North Star. Like, oh, your kid's into Anime North, eh? Like, yeah. Do you know what a brony is? I'm like, oh my god. I couldn't stop myself from saying that. It's like, what? I didn't think it was that bad. Is he okay? She got all panicked because of my reaction to her son being a brony. I guess it's not that bad, but...
You liked Powerpuff Girls, right?
I love Powerpuff Girls.
So what's the difference?
It's a huge difference, alright? I don't know what the difference is. I've never seen My Little Pony. I don't know what it's like. Is it done by the same guys?
No, Mike. I think... No. It's just a cartoon for girls.
Always I wanna be with you and make believe with you and live in harmony, harmony, our love. See, that's fine, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know. It's just like anything with men loving little animals and girls shows.
Oh my God. Did you know that they're doing like a... They're doing like a spin-off to My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, where they're like humans, but they're colored the same color as the ponies. So it's just like, now they have boobs.
This has been a really upsetting episode for me. I've heard a lot of things that really make me want to say I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
I'm sorry.
This has been a tough one, I gotta be honest. How did you even hear about that?
You hear about what?
The boob ponies.
It was on Twitter. I'm like, oh my god.
That's too bad.
It is too bad. Hey, do you remember that Itty bitty baby itty bitty boat. I don't believe it. Habib it.
Habib it, yeah.
Do you know, did I ever tell you I actually saw that comic from where it was from?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Obviously, I know what you're talking about, but what? You never told
okay,
me
so
that.
Okay, so I saw the 4chan thread.
Yeah.
And one guy's like, hey, here's the source. Huh. I'm like, ah, oh, cool. I'll check this out, see what it is.
Yeah. Tell me.
No.
You gotta say it. You can't just fucking bring that up.
It was a gay porno comic.
It didn't look erotic at all. Man, OP really was a faggot in this case.
Yeah, it was great.
Good. No, I'm gonna have to know your meme that after this.
Please don't.
To beep it. We gotta stop with this.
We do.
Your dad doesn't know what's going on.
Okay. Is there anything else that we need to bring? Oh, yes. There was a new album that was released recently.
Work it, make it, do it, make that harder, better, faster, stronger.
I think that was released a few years ago.
I think that Random Access Memories is a perfect album. There, I say.
And who is Random Access Memories written, done by?
Daft Punk.
Okay.
What is this, the 70s? No, it's just them trying something different. That's the beauty of it. You know, you listen to this and you're expecting to hear like a Tron Legacy or like a one good techno song and a bunch of shit on the album. But no, it's all this like disco-y, techno-ish, robot voices, beautiful tunes. Each of them
Pharrell
are so
Williams.
Catchy. Pharrell Williams.
Come so far. I don't know how the words go. You're going to have to...
Let's raise... Okay, yeah, that's obviously a great song, and obviously that's great that they released that, and it's a big poppy tune, but that's the thing. The rest of the songs of the album are just as good. Usually when Daft Punk releases an album, they've got one listenable song. This is the opposite. These could all be released as singles, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really impressed with the album. I got it like 2 days before it was released. My manager at Copyright, where I work, actually knows the guy who got fired from Sony, who was responsible for leaking the album...
Wow. How does your manager know these people?
Her boyfriend is a music dude.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, works at Sony.
Hmm.
And yeah, the guy just did not encrypt the files correctly for the radio usage, and it was extreme.
And you were part of the problem.
No, I'm going to buy the album. It's so fucking good. But I wanted to listen to it 2 days early, so I got it.
Okay. Yeah, I should probably...
It's really good. Yeah, I would
I've
compare
only heard
it to
that...
Adele's 21 in terms of being a lot of good songs.
Perfect album.
Well, that's why I call a perfect album is just an album without any bad songs on it.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you my criterion for a perfect album?
What's that? A concept album?
No bad songs on it.
Oh, there's more than one. Okay.
Yeah. B.
Cover art.
Cover art. But seriously, B, every song needs to bring something new to the table. Hmm. They can't all sound too similar from each other. They all need to do something different.
I don't know if Random Access Memories does that.
No. So much you can do with bleeps and bloops.
Hey, it's a lot of just... Guitar.
Well, from what I hear, like, vocals bring something new, don't they?
A lot of robot voices.
Okay. Well, I'll listen to it.
Please do.
See.
Yeah.
That each song has to have a natural progression from one to another.
Like oh, they, so you want a concept album.
Not a concept album, but, like, they all need to, like, make sense.
Thematically.
Yeah, not thematically, but they all need to make sense from playing one from another. Catch my drift?
No, that's very vague.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you see an album like 21 by Adele.
Yeah.
Which I've never listened to.
Oh. Well.
Just rolling in the deep end, won't ever find someone like you.
Well, you don't know that song, because you got the words wrong. What about, I set fire to the rain.
You
watch
can't
it
set
burn
fire to the
as
rain.
I touch your face. That's a great one, too.
Okay. Well, I'm not looking for a concept album. I just think that they need to be unified.
You like, just said you wanted each song to
no,
be different.
No, but do you think, not unified, but just like they make sense when they're played together?
Give me an example.
Okay. Do you think Daft Punk... by Daft Punk would belong on Random Access Memories.
No.
Exactly.
So you want all the songs to be different, but at the same time sound similar.
Yes.
Come on, you ask too much. You're like Gatsby.
I don't want them to sound similar. I just need they need to be make sense together.
What's wrong with like an album? Like what? The Suburbs by Arcade Fire. Their hips are enough for you to like.
Yeah, but they're
what
also...
the fuck was Living in the Sprawl or Sprawl?
Yeah, okay, I think for your case that you're making, The Suburbs is a bad example because it is kind of a concept album about the suburbs. Like mountains beyond mountains.
Yeah, I guess concept albums often do to a lot. Like, look at the wall. It's got like 20 different genres in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you're looking for an album full of singles, which are different and similar.
Okay, I'll just go with your criteria for a perfect album.
No bad songs.
Yes.
There we go.
Okay. I think that Cinema by the Cat Empire might be a perfect album.
I've never listened to it.
It's good.
Oh, you want to go see a band at Lee's Palace?
Which band?
Oh, wait, are you here on Friday?
I'm working Friday and on Saturday.
We're not going to see
him. What band is it?
I don't know, but I listened to a song by them and I really liked it. Something Galaxy.
Young Galaxy?
Yes.
You're seeing Young Galaxy?
They had a really good song.
Yeah. Which song?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know them. I just really liked the way they sounded.
Well, that's great. You're great. I can't believe you're seeing Young Galaxy.
It's either that or I'm going to see Now You See Me.
Oh, don't fucking see. That movie looks so bad.
What about Michael Cera versus Michael Caine versus Mark Ruffalo?
Okay. I will say.
Okay, it's not Michael Cera.
Does look interesting.
The cast.
But then they turn the magic tricks into the use of CG.
I heard that Melanie
Lauren. Like how
Lawrence
they explode into money.
Do you know who Melanie Lauren is? She was in Inglourious Bastards.
Is who? The blonde one?
Au revoir, Shoshana, yeah.
Okay.
So I gotta see it now.
Okay, I can. Okay.
Oh, now that changes your opinion like that.
No, I didn't. I'm just thinking about Young Galaxy right now.
Okay.
Like this.
Don't play it now. That's going to mess everyone up. And they're going to sue us.
I'm wearing headphones, so you can't hear me.
Gareth just jammed to himself a little bit there. We'll listen to it after the show.
We will. Okay. Is there anything that you need to bring up, like movies?
Oh, now you ask me. An hour and 20 in. Come on, man.
No, an hour, yeah, an hour and 21 in.
Well, that.
Any video games that you've been following?
I've just been so busy at work, you know. I guess, really, I enjoy playing Banjo-Kazooie.
Any games from this century?
No?
No, so there's nothing you want to talk about? Any TV shows that you've been... Anything you've found on Netflix?
Betty's Hot Again in Mad Men.
Okay.
There it is. Okay. Spoilers alerts. She's not fat anymore. For those of you who have not seen 2 days ago the episode.
Okay. Was there no movie you found on Netflix that you want to talk about?
Oh, I've been watching a show.
What show? Killing?
Starts with an H.
Hemlock Grove?
Ends in Hannibal.
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 How do you like Hannibal?
It's
like
filmed Hannibal? In Toronto, Ontario.
Woo!
Mads Mikkelsen.
F. Burn.
Okay, all I'm going to say about Mads Mikkelsen is that he looks really weird and he smiles, so it's okay that he doesn't smile at all on the show. And I think he's perfect as Hannibal. I'm a real follower of that sort of storyline canon thing, you know, the whole Silence of the Lambs thing, the Red Dragon, all that. And so I was watching it, realizing that this character played by Hugh Dancy, the British actor, Will Graham, is played by Edward Norton in Red Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very similar, but they're also very different. And then Jack Crawford, played by Scott Glenn in Silence of the Lambs, is played by Lawrence Fishburne in this, a black guy. They're not afraid to change race. And the book also takes place in the past, and this one takes place in present day. They're keeping all the characters we know and love the same, making new and interesting storylines for them, and making it relevant by keeping it in modern day. It's such a great show, and they're going to cancel it.
Shit's violent.
It's very gruesome.
It is.
That's the reason it got canceled.
That's too bad. But that's the thing. Like, I'm pretty sure had they pitched it to HBO or Showtime, or even Netflix, it may have gotten... Maybe not Netflix. But I'm sure they done it to one of those more premium channels.
Is it wrong that I think that just the fact that it was filmed in Toronto makes it extremely low budget? But the cinematography is amazing.
Yeah,
it reminds me of, like, Sherlock.
I've only seen two episodes, mind you.
Man, shit gets crazy.
I want to see the Gillian Anderson one.
She's so good in it. She is really perfect in that. I was thinking about you in all the episodes she was in.
Why? Because I have this theory that FBI agents are... Like, any movie that has an FBI agent, like, knows all the other FBI agents.
No,
like,
not.
That... Okay, let me give you an example, like Fox Mulder from X-Files. I'm pretty sure he knows
Dale Cooper.
Dale Cooper from Twin Peaks.
Well, we saw them in an episode together. Oh shit, you haven't. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spoil that.
So does Gillian Anderson play an FBI agent?
In this?
Yeah.
No, she. Yeah, no, she's a. I won't tell you. She's a psychiatrist. I told you. There it is. and she's really good. She looks great blonde for her age.
Yeah, I know. She looks fantastic. A lot better now than when The X-Files.
How does someone look better when they grow older? Who
I think
Robert
because
Downey
The X-Files
Jr.
was early
in the
90s. 90s bad.
Everyone looks bad in the 90s.
Everybody looked bad in the 90s. And she was in the. She was always wearing like the worst clothes.
Yeah, like those unflattering blazers. Yeah, she's really elegant looking.
And her clothes were very baggy, too.
Mm-hmm.
She was at Fan Expo last year.
You know who's at Fan Expo this year?
Who?
George Takei.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Did we talk about Star Trek 2 yet?
No. We don't have time to talk about Star Trek 2. Except my brother spoiled one important part for me.
What?
Spoilers for Star Trek Into Darkness.
Spoilers right now. Khan!
There are tribbles in it. That's the one thing he spoiled. And I was pissed because I wanted to be surprised by that thing. So fuck you, man.
They're not. I can't say anything about it if you haven't seen it.
I told you how I wanted. How like it was my. The perfect way to begin Star Trek Into Darkness was, in my opinion, right? It started smack dab in the. Not in the middle, but like for the first 10, 15 minutes of the Star Trek Into Darkness, it was them doing their. Fighting the Gorn. I thought that would, and like, it ends with them beating them. I thought that would have been really cool.
They have a pretty good opening,
just
actually.
So, like, a callback to that episode.
A pretty good opening, actually.
Oh, did I tell you I also watched from, just prepare myself for Into Darkness, that I watched the original episode where Khan, Noonien Singh appears?
And what the fuck is that plastic pole that Kirk beats him with?
Oh, you watched it too?
Yeah.
Yeah, for a, probably a trillions of dollars to build the Enterprise, that pole was very loose.
What is it?
It's like a.
And
know.
Why could they beat Khan of it?
Because Khan was 10 times stronger than Kirk.
No, that's not why they beat Khan. That's why they shouldn't beat Khan.
I don't know. It does. Like, there are a lot of things that don't make sense. I know we're going to piss off a lot of our Star Trek fans. But there are a lot of things that don't make sense in the original
series.
That
guy is the voice of Senor Senor from Kim Possible.
Really?
Yeah.
Another girl show that you like.
Fuck you. He's also in Spy Kids as the grandpa.
I'm sorry.
I like Spy Kids.
Spy Kids 2 was so bad.
Alan Cumming's best
Fluke?
Role.
Fluke?
Fluke.
It was Floop?
Floop, yeah.
The Thumb People?
The Thumblings, were they? I don't remember. Robert Rodriguez so is a mastermind. Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
What is a perfect Robert Rodriguez movie?
Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Sin City.
Spy
Bam.
Kids. Bam. Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Does that count as a Spy Kids movie?
No, I haven't seen it.
Do you think it takes place in the same universe?
No, I think that literally his son wrote a shitty book and he made it into a movie. That's actually what it is.
Is that...
Yeah,
he wrote Shark Boy and Lava Girl?
Yeah.
How is this the same guy that did Machete...
Because he's Mexican. I don't want to go there.
Or what the fuck? Like, how does this happen? What if Quentin Tarantino did a kid's movie? I couldn't find a good example.
You know Stu, our friend Stu, hates Inglourious Bastards?
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he liked it.
He thought Brad Pitt ruined the movie for him, and he can't stand to watch it.
Hmm.
That upsets me.
I know that when I saw it with my... First time I saw it with my friend from high school, he said that... Whenever he saw Brad Pitt on screen, all he could think about was Brad Pitt's character from Burn After Reading.
Ugh, that movie. J.K. Simmons sums it up perfectly. I guess we probably learned something from this, although I won't give a fuck if I know we did learn whatever he says at the end there. It's just like a meaningless movie. It's like the
but
ending of American
so
Psycho.
About
it means
it.
Nothing.
So? Not all movies need to be about something. I thought it was good, just because, like, everybody thinks they're in a bigger situation than they actually are. It's funny!
I'll have to give
if
it
you want
watch.
Serious Conan, just go watch Serious Man.
I don't like Serious Conan. I like The Big Lebowski. I literally
don't... So, if you don't like Serious Conan, then what's your problem with this one?
Because it was dumb. The Big Lebowski is intelligent. Like, I want to call myself a Coen Brothers fan, but I honestly don't like any of their other films. Isn't that
Brother,
sad?
Where Art Thou?
That one's fine.
I thought you for sure would love the music, and actually you wouldn't like the music.
Why?
Because it's country.
What's wrong with the country? My first music I ever liked was Garth Brooks, the country singer. Stand by the fire.
Okay.
You don't know Garth Brooks?
He's I know Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
My namesake.
Thanks, Garth. imagine your middle name is Garth. You'd be Gareth Garthster.
So you don't like No Country?
No,
you don't like. You love. You must like. True
Wait,
Grit.
No, they did No Country for Old Men. I forgot about that. Oh shit, that's such a perfect.
So
film.
You do like serious
right.
Coen Brothers, and you like True Grit, right?
Yeah.
So you're gonna like a serious man.
That's what Jackson keeps telling me.
Oh, Jackson.
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 Friend of ours.
So you didn't like Barton Fink.
Didn't see it.
You didn't like the Hudsucker Proxy.
Did not see it.
Nobody saw it.
I didn't like that one.
It's on Netflix, though.
What's that one Keanu Reeves did where it's all animated?
Scanner Darkly?
Didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with Coen Brothers, but really?
Scanner Darkly.
But you love Philip K. Dick.
I like some of his stuff.
You like Blade Runner.
I like Man in the High Castle as a book.
Mm-hmm. Doing Android's Dream of Mareep. call back to Pokemon.
And on that note...
You want to end?
We probably
should.
Shit,
it's an hour and a half. Nobody wants to listen to this anymore.
Yeah, we're going to have to edit out the last 50 minutes of it.
Yeah, this was fun. I'm glad we could do this again.
We should do this every day, or mm-hmm. at least every week.
Oh, man, if we had an hour-long radio show every day,
we would run out of things to talk about.
Yep.
And they probably wouldn't let us
like
drink
right
much.
Now.
I got plenty of things to talk about. I just want to take
okay,
the risk on people.
Okay, quick fire. Give me just a list of stuff you want to say.
Damon Lindelof ruined Star Trek 2.
Next.
Prometheus sucked.
Next.
I love Lamp.
Okay, so you didn't like Star Trek 2?
I did, but not as much as I liked Iron Man 3. I was really looking forward to Star Trek 2. I thought it was going to blow me away.
Huh.
And it kind of almost...
Hold on, but Damon Lindelof did Lost.
I hate Lost. You know I hate Lost.
I know you hate Lost.
And I hate Prometheus.
Do you want to watch an episode after we do this?
No.
Yes, you do.
I want to, but I can't. I got too many video games to play.
Fine. We won't watch Lost.
I work full time.
Do you want to Skype watch an episode of Lost?
Yes. I do.
Okay. You can do that thing on Skype where, like, you can watch one thing on a computer screen and... Okay. You can watch the computer screen. Okay, that's good. That's good. That's good.
Let's do it.
That's good. We should do that. Let's do that sometime this week.
Happily.
Okay. And with that note, I think it's time we pack up. It's been great. It's been great talking to you again, Andrew.
Steven... You too. Thanks for listening, everyone. Sorry for the hiatus.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Like and comment us on subscribe.com.
Follow me on Twitter. I'm not going to go through the string again. Sergeant Sound Revolver. Just type Gareth Stirrup into search on Twitter and you should see Sergeant Sound Revolver.
Add me on Facebook at Andrew Rook or Beard and Tie.
Like our Facebook page, Beard and Tie.
You can add me on the PSN at DDD Junior, all cap except for the last letter.
You can add me on PSN, Sergeant _ Sound Revolver. Sorry, it's Sound Revolver. Sorry, it's a cool name.
Revolver.
You had to go
lots.
To Nintendo.
Hey, man, I
went to the Beatles.
I was 10 when I made that name, all right? For my Nintendo Insider Forum account.
Whatever happened to that account?
They turned it into a tech forum. It was brutal.
Nintendo Tech Forum?
I had a signature. I don't get it.
Because Nintendo Tech is bad.
Oh. All right.
Okay, we out.
We gotta stop this. We're gonna talk
Peace,
after
bitch.
We start recording. Hey, sorry, bitches. I mean, woman.
Yeah. Shit, I shouldn't say bitch anymore.
Got edited it out. Darn it.